Today's picks may or may not be based on a true story.
No one ever went broke betting on America's obsession with murder. We'll never hurt anyone ever again, or we go to the cops.
So grab that grad cap and throw it as high as you can.
We're finally seniors, and honestly, I think we're doing pretty great.
Now that I've done the deed, I can focus on what's important.
Kristen!
I'm Jared Hall from Entertainment Weekly, and here's what to watch on Thursday, June 8th. We're counting down today's top three must-see picks from TV and movies. But first, your entertainment headlines. Wednesday Addams may have famously danced to the Cramps' Goo Goo Muck in Season 1, but don't expect Goo Goo Eyes from the character anytime soon. Jenna Ortega revealed in her Actors on Actors interview with Elle Fanning that any potential romance between Wednesday and her Nevermore Academy pals is officially dead as a doorknob as the Supernatural series pivots toward, quote, a lot more bolder and dark direction for its second season. Have a listen.
I just got a couple of the outlines for the first couple of episodes, so it's still very much coming together and things like that. But we've had a lot of conversations, and I think we've decided things that we definitely want to enhance or dive a little bit deeper in. And
that things that you specifically want to kind of bring.
Yeah, I think we want to lean into the horror aspect of the show a little bit more because it is so lighthearted, and I think a show like this, you know, with vampires and werewolves and superpowers, you don't want to take yourself too seriously. So I think that we're kind of ditching any romantic love interest for Wednesday, which is really great.
Well, Ortega, who serves as a producer on the upcoming season, has often shared her disdain for the love triangle that brewed between Wednesday, Tyler, and Xavier during its first season. You can see video of Ortega and Fanning's full conversation at EW.com. Rise and shine, UBA viewers. Jennifer Aniston is teasing what fans can expect from the morning show's extra spicy third season. The actress told People magazine, quote, "It's a good, juicy one. Everybody's getting in trouble. Everybody has a secret. And everyone's just walking the line. It's a lot more sensual this year." Well, joining Aniston, Reese Witherspoon, and the rest of the star-studded cast will be a few new faces, Nicole Beharie, Jon Hamm, and Tig Notaro. Beharie will reportedly star as UBA's newest anchor, Christina Hunter, while Hamm and Notaro will play media mogul Paul Marks and his chief of staff, Amanda Robinson, respectively. And Elliot Page is bearing all in his new memoir, Page Boy. The 36-year-old actor reveals in the book, out now, that he and his Juno co-star Olivia Thirlby had, quote, sex all the time while filming their Oscar-winning 2007 movie. Page says that he shared a hotel room with his mother while shooting the film in Vancouver, which, quote, made it complicated when I met someone, the first woman I had a suitably consensual sexual relationship with. He continued, "I was taken aback the moment I saw Olivia Thirlby. Embodied and bold, her long brown hair moved in slow motion. We were the same age, but she seemed so much older, capable, and centered, sexually open, far removed from where I was at the time. But the chemistry was palpable. It pulled me in." Thirlby came out as bisexual in 2011. Page, who was assigned female at birth and publicly came out as a trans man in 2020, previously revealed while promoting Page Boy how he had a past relationship with Kate Mara, who had a boyfriend at the time. Page says he and Mara are still close and that she has read the book and is appearing with him at an event to promote Page Boy in Los Angeles this month. For more on those stories, plus other news, reviews, interviews, and more, head on over to EW.com.
Number three.
Now, if you loved Only Murders in the Building, you'll think our number three pick today is to die for. The new Peacock series, based on a true story, stars Kaley Cuoco and Chris Messina as Ava and Nathan, an LA couple with serious financial troubles and a baby on the way. They're unsure how they're going to make ends meet until Ava's obsession with true crime podcasts presents a possibly lucrative plan. They start their own podcast to catch a serial killer who's on the loose in the City of Angels. Here's the trailer.
Now who's ready to talk murder?
Do we have to wake up to murders every morning?
They're talking about the serial killer that's like basically in our backyard. It is so exciting.
LA, it's brutal. Especially when you're pushing 50.
Bartender's into you.
I could be bartender's dad.
Did anyone catch my favorite murder?
No spoilers. No.
Hey, what do you even know about this guy?
Should I use protection or should he just pull out? You know, if I end up on Dateline, I can leave a massive DNA trail for you true crime weirdos.
Can't pay any of our bills. You just lost your job. We have a baby on the way, so tell me, how are we going to get by?
She is the victim of the West Side Ripper.
It's him. I know my killers. What if we make a podcast about this together? We could bring him in on it.
Bring the killer in on what?
The podcast. We force them to do it. Oh my God, this is gonna change our lives.
No one ever went broke betting on America's obsession with murder. We'll never hurt anyone ever again, or we go to the cops. Let's do this.
Babe, you're so hot.
Is this bad for the baby?
No. Baby says, actually, pull my hair. Come on, baby.
Are you in danger?
You really think he's gonna kill us?
What do you know about the West Side Ripper?
We are in too deep.
This is it. We're gonna have a baby in jail.
No, we're not. Yeah, don't say that.
Yeah. We don't know what he's gonna do next.
I know I lied. I know I'm hiding something. I love him.
Are you crazy?
You wanna come visit me in San Quentin? Midnight Express me under the table?
What is that?
You know?
You look like you're sweeping. I don't do that. Come on, bad
behavior. Well, an obsession with true crime can lead to some true danger. All episodes of Based on a True Story are streaming now on Peacock.
Number two.
Yellow Jackets may be fiction, but our next pick is as real as can be. The History Channel reality series Alone is back for a new season, dropping 10 new survivalists into the most remote location the show has ever explored in its 10 seasons, northern Saskatchewan. They'll have to fight to survive with only their knowledge of the great outdoors and some serious weapons. Only one day out, though, one survivalist already makes a catastrophic mistake. Have a listen to this preview.
There's a bear right over there. There he is. He's just staying. Man, that's a big decision right now.
Well, they're fighting for $500,000 and their lives. The new season of Alone kicks off tonight at 9 on the History Channel.
Trivia.
It's trivia time. The Netflix series Never Have I Ever, which we'll have more on in just a few, has a pretty unconventional narrator for a teen comedy series, tennis legend John McEnroe. But a few other famous voices have also appeared as narrators in other episodes. So which of these celebs have been featured as a narrator on Never Have I Ever? Gigi Hadid, Ben Schwartz, or Andy Samberg? Stick around for the answer, as well as more on that show, today's number one pick. What to Watch will be right back.
Oh, so.
Knowing the
more about gel coat.
When the fourth round would.
Don't you call in the.
Don't touch that dial. That's right, we're still calling it a dial here because it's Emmy season on The Awardist. With the dazzling Oscar season behind us, we are now turning our attention to smaller screens to track which shows are headed to the podium and which shows stopped us in our tracks. Join me, Jared Hall, Entertainment Weekly's executive editor, as well as EW's TV-obsessed staffers, every Thursday starting April 4th, as we share our opinionated hot takes and insight into the Emmys race. The Awardist will get behind the scenes with the creators and stars themselves during in-depth, can't-miss interviews. Follow the long road to the Emmys with The Awardist podcast, Thursday starting April 4th, on your favorite podcast platform, and be sure to check out more Emmys coverage at EW.com/awardist. Welcome back to EW's What to Watch. Peace out, virgins. It's time to tackle senior year on our number one pick today, the final season of the Netflix teen comedy Never have I ever. Devi Vishwakumar, played by Maitreyi Ramakrishnan, is heading into her senior year at Sherman Oaks High School. Now that she's experienced the highs and lows of high school, she's ready to get into the school of her dreams, Princeton. But first, remember last season when she gave Jaron Lewison's Ben Gross the one free boink card? Well, here's the aftermath. Have a listen.
This is the house where Devi Vishwakumar lost her virginity. This is the outfit she wore. This is the dinner she ate. The point is that after wanting to do it forever, Devi had finally had sex, and it was, oh hell, they seem awkward.
Well, we did it.
Yep.
We had sex.
Mm-hmm.
You were inside of me.
I was.
Ben Gross was inside of me.
Yeah, it's kind of weird that you're talking about me in third person while I'm here.
Sorry. So.
Ben, say something nice. Something supportive. Anything.
I guess if there's nothing else, I should hit the hay. Can I call you an Uber?
Oh, no, I'm good, but yeah, I should bounce.
Hit the hay? Hit the freaking hay? Ben, to quote the title of my own best-selling memoir, you cannot be serious.
Ooh, an Uber? Ben, you messed that one up. But Davey has a lot more to worry about this season than that, like where her best friends Fabiola and Eleanor will end up. Who's the school's new bad boy Ethan? And what will college bring for her ex, Paxton? Well, higher education aside, the one question on everyone's mind really is, who will Davey end up with? Paxton or Ben? Or maybe Ethan? Tune in to find out. All episodes of the final season of Never Have I Ever are streaming now on Netflix. Trivia. And finally today, the answer to our trivia question. Which of the following celebs have narrated episodes of Never Have I Ever? Gigi Hadid, Ben Schwartz, or Andy Samberg? And the answer is two of them, actually. Both Gigi Hadid and Andy Samberg. While John McEnroe narrates the majority of episodes, his point of view is usually following Davey. But in the earlier seasons, Gigi Hadid narrated a whole episode about Paxton Hall Yoshida, and Andy Samberg narrated two episodes about Ben Gross. Well, that is it for our show today. We will have more news and must-see picks for you tomorrow, so be sure to follow or subscribe to What to Watch so you don't miss our daily recommendations, more of which can be found at EW.com. I'm executive editor Jared Hall. You can find us on Twitter at EW and at Jared Hall. Thanks for listening and have a great day. This episode of What to Watch was written by Callie Shep and EW staff, edited by Sammy Junio, produced by Ashley Boucher, hosted and produced by Jared Hall, and executive produced by Chanel Johnson. One, two, one.